Two says that Thanksgiving wishes don't come true. I'm all alone, man. I got nobody here with me. I got a special guest today. It's going to be so awesome. I think I have everything ready. Hopefully, everything's running 100%, at least that I've seen right now. Everything looks good. But we got a special guest with us today, so hang in there. Let's get to the intro so we can rock and roll. You ready? I'm ready. She's not here. It's going to be not the
feels like a spotlight in the night sky. Local stars are rising. Oh, me, oh, my. Yeah, we chew the scene, discussing all, no in between. Ill to cool, we flip the script with every tale from every lip. So if you're near, come lend an ear. We're spinning tales for those to hear. Chew and ew, where magic's real, with groovy tunes and fresh appeal. It's your time,
come on and wind. Bienvenidos todos, gracias a mí por estar con Chew and Ew Podcast. Bueno, espérame, se me hace que estoy hablando en español. There we go. I'm sorry, man. I had the ESP thing on there, man. My bad. But, hey, man, I don't speak that much Spanish, but I try my best, right? But anyways, guys, thank you once again for coming out to the Chew New Podcast. I am alone, like always. Nobody wants to play with me anymore. But today, I got a special guest with me today, recommended by a good buddy of mine named, I forgot what that Jolly Green Giant's name is. Oh, yeah, his name is Omar. I think his last name Hernandez, and he's watching. Thank you so much, buddy, for recommending this popular guest on our podcast today. He's part of a group called, see if I can say it right, because I know he was saying it all wrong. Revelado?
Yes, sir.
Revelado, and your name is
Uriel
Ureña Sandoval. Beautiful freaking name, dude. I'm there right now. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the podcast. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, thank you for having me. It's good to be here. I'm excited, man. I heard so much about you from that Jolly Green Giant. Shout out to him. Big hug to him, man.
Oh, man, you got to get some big arms to wrap around that thing, man, because I got to step on a stepping stone to see eye to eye, man. I'll tell you that much, man.
I used to tell him, I'll say hi to you on Wednesday. You're going to get it on Friday, man. It's a long distance call.
The echo effect. It'll get up there. Sound travels slower when it's going up. But anyway, man, how you doing, man? Welcome to the podcast.
Pretty good. Thank you for having me. I'm excited. I mean, it's a little bit chilly outside, but nice to be in warm company.
But that's why we give you a little bit of hors d'oeuvres on the side, if you like.
You don't mind if I pop a top, buddy.
Enjoy. Oh my God.
Cheers.
Yeah, yes, sir. Cheers to you. Salud, man. Salud. So today on the podcast, I forget what episode this is. I'm not sure. It's 223 or 224. I know it's in the 200s, but we have our special guests with us. What we like to do is we like to get informed with you first on who you are, where you grew up. I really don't go into the nitty-gritty like, hey, man, so how many groupies? No, we don't do that shit. We don't do that crap on this podcast. We try to keep it real. We want to know who you are, where you grew up, you know, how you came into the music industry, you know, your journey getting to where you're at right now. And then that's what we want to go back on. So let's go ahead and hit the ground and running, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how we get here.
Yeah, so I grew up in Hidalgo, Texas. My family's from Reynosa and Monterrey. So I spent a very big amount of my childhood over there at the man. But I grew up here in Hidalgo, Valley View High School, UTPA. Like I was telling you a few minutes ago.
Right.
I was still able to go when it was back in UTPA. Mm-hmm. The music, the way I got into it, man, it was a very funny story now when I look back on it.
Uh-huh.
So in elementary, back when we were in fifth grade, our school used to do this thing that when you were going to go into the junior high, they'd have the counselors and different teachers come up and give presentations to the fifth graders.
Oh, my gosh, I remember that, bro.
Yeah, so one of my good buddies, Johnny Vasquez, his dad was the director for the mariachi.
Oh, okay, all right.
And he was going around, he was telling us, like, hey, you should join the mariachi. So I had this frustrated dream, right, that I was going to be quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys and help them win a Super Bowl.
Well, let's glad that never happened, buddy.
And I wanted to join football.
Right.
And he kept telling me, no, you should join. And he used to tell me, they have awesome suits. And I was like, man, that doesn't catch my attention.
Right.
They travel a lot. That doesn't catch my attention. Bro, the high school guys, they got a lot of girls. Tell me where I sign up.
That was the key world, the high school guys.
Nah, so I decided to sign up, and I never played football in the school.
Really?
He ended up being the quarterback for the team. I have mariachi music since sixth grade until I graduated high school, and then I've been doing music. I never did mariachi again, but I'm doing music since I graduated. But, yeah, I'm thankful for that experience, for that. I don't know.
Guitar-wise, I mean, what made you jump into the guitar? I mean, was there an aspect in your life that someone played it and you said, you know what, I want to give this a shot? Or
if I'm being honest, no.
Really?
I don't come from a musician family.
Really?
My dad loves music. My mom loves music, but they don't sing. They don't play instruments.
Wow.
My dad, when I was a little kid, he used to play me cassettes of Carlos y José, Ramon Ayala.
Okay.
And then he would switch it up on me. He would play some Johnny Rodriguez, Country Roland, Johnny Cash.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, my first experience with country music that I remember clearly, he had a greatest hits cassette from Johnny Cash, and my favorite song was 5 Feet High and Rising.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah,
I started liking it, and with Ramon Ayala, man, my favorite song when I was a kid, and I'm telling you, 4 years old, 4 or 5 years old, Las Casas de Madera.
Vámonos, chihuahua.
So I have a clear memory that in the mornings, my dad would get up and he would make himself a cup of coffee and some toast before he went to work, and he would play the radio, and that song was always coming off. Oh, so I'm guessing it was a big hit at the moment, because it would come out every hour, man. Those were my first experiences with music. So it was mainly my parents who made me fall in love, but they're not musicians.
Yeah, I got you.
So my first experience grabbing a guitar, deciding that I wanted the guitar, was with the mariachi. So what I wanted to say a few minutes ago was, it was an awesome choice. I'm glad I was peer pressured into joining it. I'm glad, because it's changed my life so much, and I've had many, many experiences in my life, many choices, many decisions, but the one I'm proud of the most is
dodging the bullet, being a cowboy quarterback.
Yeah. I'm hoping I was quarterback, but if anything, I would have been water boy at best, man.
Hey, water boy is a position, buddy.
Yeah, water, they would have asked me, what position are you? Left bench.
There you go, left bench, right? You, I'm the right.
Yeah.
I handle the cups, he handles the water.
Yeah, man.
That's cool, man, but I mean, that's awesome that you got into the... And it's funny the way you say about your parents not being musicians, but they were musically inspired by so many great artists that you were mentioning right now. Growing up myself, same situation, guitar player, musician myself, my family was not musically inclined neither, but they loved music.
Yeah.
The get-togethers, the tios, the uncles, the blasting of the music, you know? Mm-hmm. And having both sides of the family loving music... that inspiration you had probably almost the same thing, you know, listening to those musics and seeing the way people react to that music. You're like, dude, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that, you know, and it inspires you so much that you really want to learn. But your first guitar was, I would have to say, what, your freshman year?
No, sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Yeah, okay. I was 10 years old going into sixth grade. I was 10 years old. And I didn't know I could sing.
Okay.
I still don't know I could sing. I'm just going by what people tell me. People just tell me, hey,
I'll nominate for like 6 Grammys, but no.
Actually, Omar was my first, because Omar was like a big rock fan, whatever. Yeah. Damn, bro, you could sing. That's when I was like, okay, if he likes it, I think I got something going.
Wow, if my voice traveled that high, I know I got something.
Yeah. No, so when the mariachi instructor, Mr. Vasquez, I send a huge shout out to him. I'm very, very grateful to have met him in my life. He came over and he was like, so what are you interested in? I don't know. And he's like, do you want to do the guitar, the violin? I was like, shit, I don't know the guitar. I mean, I've seen people look more cooler playing the guitar than the violin, you know what I mean? And he's like, can you sing? And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, try and sing something for me. And I remember I sang something, I think it was Capaz de la Sierra.
Okay.
Pero te vas a arrepentir.
You're okay.
And I sang it for him, and I guess I did good because he had me singing as soon as I joined. So I'm guessing he liked it too.
Right.
But that was my first experience actually going up there and singing.
Right. So, I mean, and being in front of, well, doing the doing that to sing in front of him, were the nerves there a little bit? I mean, did it, they're like, shit, burn out. Let me make sure.
No, because I didn't know what I was doing.
Okay.
I wasn't.
You pretty much stepped over the edge and said, let's go.
Yeah, because I didn't realize what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
The nerves came in when I started performing. When I had the suit on, when I saw the microphone, the bright lights, and I was like, what the fuck did I get myself into? You know what
Especially
I mean?
Those nice and tight mariachi suits.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And I was a little on the chunky side when I was...
You made sure that you wore the tightest underwear so the bolts wouldn't come out too much, you know? The guitar's here, okay?
Yeah.
Look at the guitar. Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. Yeah, I know mariachi myself, man. And it's interesting how those memories render back talking about that. So when you started your first performance, let's go to your first actual performance.
Uh-huh.
Can you still recollect on where that was and what was going through your mind? And how many times did you have to go to the bathroom before you actually perform?
Many. And I'll tell you what, I've been doing this for 19 years, right? And I still
do it. No, yeah.
I still.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yes, so my first performance, it was December 2007.
Oh, man, okay.
Yeah, December 2007, Roma High School. It was my first performance was my first mariachi competition.
Wow.
So, I mean, I hate being one of those guys that talk about, like, high school accomplishments.
Right.
Because I know for a fact I did not peak in high school. You know what I mean?
But when
people ask me, it's like, okay, I have to tell you the context, right? So we're going to perform. We were having a competition over there. And our high school at the time, not for nothing. And I like to brag about a little bit, but we were national champs 4 years in a row.
Hey, all right.
So it was when I went in, they had already won the first one.
Right.
So it was, I'm getting nervous trying to talk about it again. So stepping into it, it was like I have the bar set so high that I have to exceed those expectations or at least meet the expectations.
Shit.
So my first performance wasn't a festival, not eso. It was the competition.
Right.
So I have a clear recollection. The curtains are closed, and they're introducing, the MC is introducing the mariachi. And a good buddy of mine, Leonel Cole, he was towards my right-hand side. And he's like, are you nervous? I was like, nah, bro. And he's like, show me your hand. I was trembling. And then he tells me, "Tan nervioso de madre." And then the curtains open up, and I was like, "Here we fucking go, dude!" I seen the lights, a la madre, man. And then I hear my mom and my dad, "Dale, Uriel," and I was like, "Fuck."
You know what,
dude?
I'm gonna go there. I'm glad your parents. You know what, mom? You're watching. You're watching, mom. You're watching right now.
Yeah.
Your parents get. Ay, amigo, tú dale.
Yeah.
My parents. I remember to this day when I first sang on stage, I was singing Richie Valens, O'Donna. I think I was in sixth grade also.
Uh-huh.
I was on stage and I started to sing it. You said, I'm looking where my parents at, and they're like, they're sinking powder in their shit, like, wow, mom, dad, thank you. Like, and once I finished, everybody started, ese mijo. A little late there, mom, dad.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, man, so go on. The first performance, so you go into the song.
Yeah, so we start. I don't even remember the songs that we performed, but we were playing, And I felt my fingers so weak at the time that I had to press the strings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But so I was strumming and I would hear the sound coming off from the guitar. So then I was like, hey, relax. You're doing something.
Right.
I don't know if it's right or wrong, but right. you're doing something. So then I was just, look, I'm getting nervous talking about it, bro. It was a shell shock.
Take a swig, buddy. Yeah, get the nerve off there, buddy.
I went back to 10-year-old me, bro.
No, and I understand. In performances, even to this age that you're mm-hmm. at, even myself playing so many gigs, you know, still going, you still get those nerves.
Yeah.
They still happen.
They're a little bit different now.
Mm-hmm.
Not a little bit. They're very different.
Mm-hmm.
Very different nerves. But back then, like you said, it was, I felt like a fish out of water for a minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I guess before that, I'm also very thankful for that because I considered myself an extrovert.
Okay.
Until that moment.
Oh, all right.
Until that moment. That's when I guess the cold water hit me and I was like, you know what? I'm not an extrovert. I'm an introvert. And it helped me.
Open up more?
Open up a lot, man.
Wow.
But that first performance, I had a singing part where I had to sing on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went up to the microphone. And then when I started singing, it felt like I was like a huge sigh of relief.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Obviously, physical reasons, because you have to take in deep breaths and let it out.
Right.
But then afterwards, it was like, okay, that's as bad as it can get.
Right.
Boy, was I wrong. I was wrong, man. So that was it. So thank God, before I jump ahead, thank God that competition, we won it.
Mm-hmm.
On the bus ride back, and it was a local competition. It was a Roma High School, a few high schools from the Valley. It was local, but I felt, I don't know, like a Super Bowl champion at the end of that night. On the bus ride back, I got off the bus and then I was like, hey, I don't know if I did good or not.
Right.
And I was still nervous. I didn't want to talk to my teacher because I was like, oh, I might have messed up, whatever.
Right.
And then I hear from the back of the bus, the teacher yell, hey, where did you leave the guitarrón? To one of my classmates.
Ah,
sir, he left it at Roma High School.
Oh,
so I was like,
damn. Bro.
He left it over there, so I was like, I didn't do as bad.
Yeah, there you go.
I wasn't as bad as my classmates.
I'm in the clear.
Yeah, I'm in the clear. But we still get together from time to time, and we laugh about those memories, man.
Jesus, man.
Recently, I started hanging out again with all of my classmates, like I was telling you earlier.
Right.
We distance ourselves, not for any reason, but for past of life, man.
Exactly.
Los caminos de la vida, dicen.
Yeah.
But we were always, hey, bro, how are you? Good. Hey, good to hear from you.
Right,
whatever.
Right.
But we recently started getting back, and then we'll take our girlfriends to our barbecues, whatever, and they'll be like, here you go, telling the same 10 stories over and over. But they laugh and they enjoy it because it's like we've heard them many times since we've gotten together again.
Right.
You've obviously told them 100 times before, but we laugh about them, man, like they were just happening right then and there. No, man, it's really, really good experiences, really amazing experiences that we had, man.
And those are memories you cherish for the rest of your life, man, because, you know, those are the points in your life where, like you said, you at first you felt like, you know what, I'm the shy guy. I'm never going to go out there and explode. And then all of a sudden, boom, you explode. Like, shit, you know what, I was totally wrong.
Yeah,
damn.
And I can tell you the exact moment when it happened. So I was so much of an introvert that our directors, I never asked them, but I felt like they were doing it as a way for me to let loose a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they had us perform a song called Que Chulada de Mujer.
Okay.
And it was my friend Johnny Vasquez. He was an amazing singer. Well, I said was. He is an amazing singer.
Right.
I'm a huge fan of him. And it was him and myself, and he was doing the higher voice. And then they had this idea that they wanted us to get off the stage on either sides of the stage. You know what I mean?
Oh,
on opposite sides and walk around the crowd.
Walk into the crowd.
Yeah, walk amongst the crowd. And they used to tell us, we were 7th grade, 8th graders. They used to tell us, look for the girls, flirt with them throughout the song. The song is called Que Chula de Mujer.
Right.
Bro, I was walking right behind them. I was a shadow. I was nervous, man. Nervous. My mom pulls out those VHS tapes, and it's like, I don't want to see them at all, man. I don't want to see them. I hate seeing myself in that situation. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
So then the moment where I felt a change for me was out of nowhere, my teacher comes up to me, and he's like, hey, we're going to give you a new song. And he's like, it's called Aventurero.
All right.
Do you recognize that song? Are you familiar with that song?
It's been a while, bro.
It's a Pedro Fernandez song.
Okay.
And he sings it by himself. And it's basically him telling you how he gets all the girls. That he likes tall ones, short ones, skinny ones. Yeah. That he plays cards. That he loves to dance.
I mean, you sure it's not a Ric Flair song?
Oh, man. Well, it is the Ric Flair. You know what I mean? If Ric Flair didn't have the theme song he has, he'd have that one, man. He'd have that one.
Oldest ride, longest life. That could kiss any girl hour. And even that fat one right there make it cry.
It basically is a kiss-stealing, willing-dealing son of a gun song. Yeah, you know what I mean? And I crapped myself, dude. I was like, how am I going to pull that off? And then to a certain point, I was mad at them because I was like, you know, I can't do that, right? And then my mom, if anything, I never took it as a, my mom's been she's more of an ugly truth kind of person.
Okay.
Lets me have it the way it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
She tells me the most loving way possible. And she tells me, you know what? You're messing this up. Fix it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like, I'll help you fix it.
I'll help
you get there.
Right.
When I told her, Mom, I'm doing Aventurero, she's like, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're not going to pull through it.
Right.
You're
right.
not going to do it. You're not going to do it. And then I was like, oh, my God. I took it personal. So I was like, you know what? Yeah, I have to do it. I have to do it.
Yeah.
And I never practiced at home because I was so nervous about it.
Right.
I would practice it whenever I knew my mom was working.
Yeah.
I love after school. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
After school, when I knew that nobody was in the classroom except the teacher and myself, I would practice it with him.
Right.
And then I guess my dad just came up to me one day because he never heard me.
Mm-hmm.
He bought a pack of DVDs. You know those Mexican DVDs they have at Walmart that are like 10 Antonio Aguilar movies for $5?
Yeah.
One of those movies was Aventurero.
Oh,
so
there you
like,
go.
Hey, come here. I want you to watch a movie with me.
Oh, he made you research.
Yeah, so
that's awesome.
I love those movies. So, and I'd never seen that one.
Right.
He never told me which one it was. So, and he pulls it. I'm sorry. I was going
to You're good.
He puts in the DVD and then the song starts off, and then I was like, what the hell is this? And the movie's called El Aventurero. So I'm watching it, and Antonio Aguilar's, he's the Mexican Ric Flair, bro.
Yeah.
He's playing cards. He's punching dudes left and right. He's racing horses. He's fighting gallos. He's getting drunk and stuff.
Right, and
he's stealing the prettiest girl from the town, and it's like, damn, the movie finishes, and my dad tells me, you have to personify that in 3 minutes. That's what you have to do. And he's like, they're not asking you, do it. All they're telling you is act it out 3 minutes. If that's not you, that's fine. He's like, you have to act
the
that
gimmick.
Out.
The gimmick. Yeah.
Yeah, the gimmick. Yeah. I mean, I'm obviously noticing you're a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
I'm a huge wrestling fan, too. Yeah, man.
Oh, you got to watch past shows, buddy.
Yeah. I'm a huge wrestling fan myself. Right. So I saw that, and it's like, yeah, it's a gimmick. So I went on stage, and then the day of the concert comes around. Oh, and before that, when I would hear my mom yelling in competitions, I said, mijo, or whatever, that would get me nervous, because then it's like, my mom's over there. Yeah, my mom's over there, my mom's in that section. So then,
why are mom's voices carry through like 90, maybe it could be 8,000, 9,000 people.
Yeah.
That one voice.
You'll distinguish it. You'll distinguish it.
Yeah, you hear it. You're like, you're singing, that's my mom.
My theory behind it is that I grew up before or right when the Xbox Live was going on, I would play soccer, football 3 blocks away.
Right.
I would hear it. What are you at? 3 or 4 blocks awake. That's my mom. Time to go.
Gotta go,
dude. I was in the middle of a play. I dropped the ball. I'm out.
So wait, that's my theory.
Yeah. That's my theory behind it. You know what I mean? So I would hear her, and then I told her, Mom, please don't yell at least until the performance is over, because then I know where you're at, and I avoid that area.
You never tell mom to not yell.
I know. So I was expecting a chancla. I was expecting a belt. So then when she looked me straight in the eye, and then she was like, okay, you got it. So then I was like,
mira, hueco cabrón.
See, she probably said that behind my back. I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. Well, she would take all of my tías, all of my cousins.
Ay, la familia,
I know mom told them something, because I wouldn't hear anything till the end of the performance.
There you go.
Yeah. That's... So I knew my mom kind of told them, hey, you know what? Quit it. And then I realized she did, because then I know my mom was on one side, and I'd hear all my tías on the other side.
Ah,
so my tías would be like, you know what? We got to go support him. But, yeah, towards the end, towards my senior year, I started getting, yeah, I loved the feeling of it. Right. So my freshman year, that's when they gave me the song.
Uh-huh.
And I got off stage. I was in the amongst the crowd, and I heard the crowd was, like, loving it. And I was like, you know what? I'm giving back. You know what I mean? I'm feeding off that energy, and I'm giving back. And there was a point where I stood in the middle of the crowd, and I see this baby giving me the arms. And I was like, oh, that's such a cute baby. And then I finish the song, and then I go and stand again with the rest of the band.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I recognize that fucking baby. That's my cousin. So then that's when it clicked. I was like, I sang right in front of my parents. But the lights were blinding. You know what I mean? The lights were blinding. And then I looked, and then a sudden flash of light, and my mom was there with the camera afterwards. Yeah. And then I told my mom, she's like, you were coming right in front of us. And she's like, you didn't see him give you the arm. And I was like, I did. I didn't recognize it. I guess I didn't process it fast enough. And then my mom has a video where she's going, oh, and then she kind of puts the camera down because she didn't want to make me nervous.
Right.
And I just walked right past. And then she was like, mira, hueco cabrón.
And then you say that right there. You were sitting right in front of me, right with Jason Peele.
Gotcha, bitch. Yeah. Yeah, and then I still run into my friend's parents or people from Hidalgo. It's a small town.
Right.
And they'll be like, hey, tú eres el aventurero, right? And I'll be like, yeah, you
Oh, they started calling you that.
Yeah, well, I never liked it, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I guess they recognize it because of the song.
Right.
But they'll come up and they'll say hi, whatever, and then it's like, oh, I enjoyed it a lot, whatever. And it's
right.
Like, yeah, so that's when I was like, yeah, this is for me.
Right,
it became, for lack of a better word, it became like a drug, man. Like, yeah,
addiction.
It. Yeah, an addiction.
Yeah.
It had an addictive feeling to it. Not so much because I liked the praise or anything, but for me, it felt like such a rush. And I mentioned to you a while ago that I still get nervous.
Yeah.
I guess we all have problems. We all have stress. We all have bills to pay. We all have all that.
Right.
So I get nervous. And I felt like it becomes such a rush that when I sing, when I play,
mm-hmm.
it literally, I feel like
a
weight off my shoulders,
yeah.
like a relief, man. Like
right.
in between songs, when I have to get air to sing and then I let it out,
right.
when I finish sighing or whatever, when I sigh, mm-hmm. oof, it
yeah.
all goes away, man.
Right,
it all
right,
goes
right.
away. I mean, I don't want to get into too much of personal things, but right now I'm dealing with a little bit of a back problem.
Okay.
So,
well, enjoy the new pillows we got there. With the new pillows that we have in our podcast, I just recently got those, so they kind of beautify the couch and give it a little bit of a spunk look now.
I don't know if you noticed, but I got two of them
it's
in
all
my
good,
lower
man.
Back. So
then you got me and Chew on your backside there. But it's all good, bro. It's all good. As long as you're giving support.
Hey, I don't like the sound of that. If it's at 3 a.m., you got me and Chew on your backside. Hey, bro, if it's 3 a.m., I don't want none of that.
Well, too bad you're living it right
surprise,
now.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's awesome, man. That's it. That's, you know, considering the fact that your parents, your dad's philosophy on trying to be that person that you need to teach you, to show you what you need to do within those 3 minutes. Your mom, on top of that, giving you, because it's animo, you know, courage to go out there, you know, go do it. She's like your number one cheerleader out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and plus the family behind the support of that and you doing that. And it's, It's a beautiful thing, dude, especially living in the valley, in the RGV. You know, you hear Tejano bands, you hear mariachi bands, anything to do with our heritage. It's like, it's whether you try to run away from it or not, mm-hmm. it's in the blood. It's yeah. in your blood. And I proven a good fact about that about a couple of years ago, way before my son was born. I used to hang out with my buddies and drink a lot. And one night we were just sitting down drinking. They were listening to rock and all that stuff. I go, $20 each one of you guys. But you got a little bit of Mexicano in you, man. And go, I know you guys like mariachi music. I know you guys like Tejano music. Nah, man, we don't listen to that stuff, man. All right, cool. 10 o'clock, we're drinking. 10:30, 11, 11:30. All the rock turns to 80s music.
Yeah.
So you're listening to disco, you know, 80s music, a little bit of 70s disco, Bee Gees and Michael Jackson, all that stuff. Okay, we're slowly getting there, all right, 11 o'clock, 11:30, 12, midnight, 12:30, 1 o'clock. Exactly 1 o'clock in the morning. You're feeling good. So right there, I decided to put on Jose Alfredo Jimenez.
Oh, El Rey. Yeah. El Rey.
I put the Rey on. Mm-hmm. I put it on. The first guy that tells me, man, we don't do that stuff. First guy, it just started. I go, I told you. All of them were all, they didn't even know the damn words.
Yeah.
But they knew, E-ray! You know, uh-huh. Like, I told you, man, it's in our blood.
I'm going to add to your theory. Yeah. I'm going to add to your theory. There's three songs, and you already mentioned one. That's one of them. The other one is No Hay Novedad by Los Cadetes.
Yes.
No te preocupes por mí.
Yes.
Everyone goes crazy when they hear the accordion. Bam,
no comiences,
bam.
No comiences porque estamos tomando ahorita. Sí, no.
Ahorita we'll go for a 12-pack.
Babe, I'm going to come home late.
The other one, Volver, Volver.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
that's
man.
Another one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, people, those three songs, man. I've been amongst people who rap. People who like rock music.
Yeah.
Damn, there's something in it that even Winter Texans, man, they hear yes. that violin, that accordion, they go crazy, bro. Those three songs,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. They had to make a deal with the devil because that's... Yeah, man, that's... The effect it has...
Yes.
Is I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it.
You can't. It's very difficult to explain because
yeah.
it's just those songs. Even like you said, even a lot of the Winter Texans that don't really know the language that very well. Some do know it to a T, but some that are just barely listening. Like the first reactions, like they show on YouTube.
Yeah.
And there's some that they show where you know it's the first time they hear a song and they might not know the lyrics, but they.
They feel it.
The music. Yeah. And that's what's so awesome about being an entertainer, bro. Like what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You bring that feeling to it. You could be some guy at the bar having the worst day of his life. He's having a beer. He's trying to forget his worries. Or it could be a female that, you know, work was horrible. She needs to get away from it all. And all of a sudden, these songs come on.
Yeah.
And it's just like you said, just a release.
Yeah, man.
It's off. Everything.
I guess it also has a lot to do with... You said a few minutes ago, it's the music that we grew up with.
Right.
Carnes asadas, Christmas parties, Thanksgiving parties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You remember sitting around a fire with your aunts, your abuelos.
Yeah. Yeah.
It brings you back to that, man.
Yeah, exactly.
That, I don't know, but nowadays it's like I listen to that and it takes me back.
Right.
And it's like I told my because I'm a teacher now,
mm-hmm.
so I told my students now it's like, sir, I don't know the song. I've never heard it. Yes, you've heard it. Just pull out the lyrics, and you're going to know how to sing it. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Trust me. And then they'll start, te escribí una carta y no me contestaste. And they'll be like, sir, no mames, si me la sé.
Man, yeah. These kids are so literal, yeah, man. Real, like, they're like one of the guys already, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm your teacher, bro. Don't talk that, but Sasuke, wait, it sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. From time to time, they'll be like, hey, wait, that's badass. Way, sir, sorry. But what I was trying to get at is that it's like I tell them, mm-hmm. you know what? You grew up listening to these songs
yep.
subconsciously.
Exactly.
Whether you knew it or not, your dad was grilling some meat. Your mom was mopping up the floors on a Saturday. You heard these songs.
Right.
At some age, you hated them.
Yep.
You hated them because yep. let's be honest. We all, I don't know, in your what your era of music was, but you probably loved rock,
80s, 90s, 80s, late 90s. 70s.
Yeah. In my case, pues, I grew up, unfortunately, with the Backstreet Boys.
Put a pinche in sync, bro.
Pedo, 50 Cent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in the back of my mind, siempre estaban los cassettes de Johnny Cash, Carlos y José. So when I started playing music, era que, shit, I don't know that song. And then I pull out the lyrics, and it's like, fuck, I do know that song.
Yeah, it's
somewhere in there. It's somewhere in there subconsciously. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I hear you, man. I hear you.
But, yeah, I mean, I that's why I feel like it resonates with everybody, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
You grew up with that.
Yeah, it's true. You grew up with that. It's processed in the back of your mind, in your blood.
Yeah.
Speaking of process, let's cut out to a little bit of a small little commercial. I know you brought something with you here. I think he brought his lucky third leg guitar. But we're going to get him to play a little something for us in a minute. But meanwhile, let's get our sponsors going up here. Big shout out. Let me get this going. Big shout out to Milo's Kennel Corn, man. These guys, extra country, extra fun. Milo's Kennel Corn, you find them on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. Man, this guy has some great flavors, guys. If you get a chance, head out to his Facebook, Instagram, or on his TikTok. Order something, bro. The marranada that he has, the kennel corn marranada popcorn, amazing. I know the street corn also is another great one. Just recently, I think this past weekend or 2 weekends ago, I met up with him in a mission I think it was like a pop-up out there, and I got some of that. He had came up with a new one called Cinnamon Kennel Corn, dude, and it was really good. I know the wife enjoyed it. But, guys, you get a chance, head out to this guy. Let him know. Chewy New send you. Man, he'll give you some great product, bro. Nonetheless, this guy has some great stuff out there. Next on the list here, let me say get it up and running here. Triple J Plumbing. Guys, if you're looking for a plumber, give Juan a call at 956-854-9622 or Jerry at 956-478-5316. They are residential plumbers. They're licensed. Great couple of guys, man. They're constantly busy. If they don't answer, they'll get back to you ASAP. They are looking for new workers. If you get a chance, man, reach out to them. They are looking for new employees. They have a lot of work to do. And on top of that, they could probably help you certify yourself to become a licensed plumber. So give them a call, and also just let them know Chewy New sent you. But remember, guys, just because they have that magic mic video, man, doesn't mean they show up in their trousers. Guys, another big shout out to Buzz Bull Creamery, located at 529 South Texas Boulevard, Westaco, Texas, 956-998-2541. Guys, if you've never had, Oriel, if you never had this, buddy, you ever had an infused liquored ice cream?
Oh, no, I haven't. But that sounds interesting. You're catching my attention. That's two of my favorite things in the world.
Yeah, liquor and ice cream. And guitars. Sounds like a Dwight Yoakam song. I think that's where it goes. But we go down the street right here, 529 South Texas Boulevard, here once ago. Talk to BD, man. Great customer service. Great flavors. Now, if you want to take the kids out there, they do have non-buzz also. They not only serve ice cream, they serve smoothies. It's the shakes. Also coffee and a lot of other interesting, great stuff out there. I know they were giving a hot chocolate this past weekend for Thanksgiving. I think they're going to continue doing it all the way through Christmas. So if you get a chance, head out there to Buzz Blue Creamery. Talk to BD. Let her know, you know, Chewy New sent you. She'll probably run you out, but, you know, whatever. She'll help you out. A big shout out also to Anoda's Construction. They were on the podcast last week, guys, or 2 weeks ago, actually, with Tony, man. Great guy. Geez, guys, if you're looking for a contractor, certified contractor, licensed, like he said, you go back to the podcast and listen to that podcast. These guys are legit craftsmanship guys. Give them a call, 956-363-7195. Talk to Tony. Let them know Chewy News sent you, man. They are constantly busy, but if you get a hold of them, man, I guarantee you, you'll find yourself some good price and good hospitality by these guys. Last but not least, choose favorite sponsor, the Rabbit Hole Liquor and Smoke, located on North La Homa Road in Palmview, Texas. Guys, give them a call, 956-599-0103. They are closing this month. This is the last month they're going to be open. This is Chew's favorite area, not because they sell liquor, not because they smell, they sell smoke, not because they also sell tattoo machines. He likes it for the adult novelties. Man, don't, that, you think that that leg he's wearing is by the government? No, it's it does wonders for you, man. But give him a call, let him know Chewing News sent you. Great sponsors of the podcast, man. Every single sponsor that's on our podcast, man, we appreciate everything you do to keep the lights on for us here on our studio. But guys, we are back with Uriel here. Uriel Sandoval. He got some. He got a beautiful little thing there. It was close up that guitar right there. Let me get a front camera so you can see that up close and personal. There you go. They have better view there. Let me shut this camera off. There you go. And he's oh, the beautiful sound, man. Look at that. Let me turn this bad boy up here too, so you can get that other mic to pick up everything. But what is it that you want to play for us tonight, man? I mean, I have one, but I'm gonna let you play whatever you want to play.
Okay, we recently started putting out a lot of original songs.
I was listening to that right now when you walked in. That is you guys on Spotify, right?
Yeah.
That is you guys on Spotify. I have, let me see. I'm not sure if it'll pick up here, but there's loud enough here. Oinama, oi. Oinama, wait. Let me turn it up here. A ver si lo pesca. Let me see here. Hold on 1 second. Oinama. Oinama!
You should put one that's called Nos Vamos Pa La Isla.
Ah, la madre. I'll look for that one in a minute.
Yeah.
I love... There's one thing about Tejano music I'll tell you right now. Maybe lower it down a little bit. Bueno, huh? Who's that?
Oh.
Es mi cochina. It's one thing about the Tejano music that I've always noticed, bro. I mean, the los segundas, man, the backups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That really catches my attention. I love the way it sounds, bro. Mm-hmm. For some reason, it's an awesome thing hearing the segundas. You know, and there's always that one person that never puts that, bro. And they're like way off key.
Yeah. But they get up on stage, man, and they do it with all the confidence in the world. I wish I had that confidence. You know what I mean?
You're going, dude, I wish you had your confidence, but.
And then they finish, and then they tell you, se escuchó con madre, va? Yeah.
It's like, no, sí. No, man, but yeah, dude, that's the one thing I really admire about Tejano, bro, that, you know, mm-hmm. the vocals, they're so powerful, the blending, the harmonies, man. That's what gets you the most.
Actually, yeah. in Tejano music, I mean, obviously there's many, many bands and props to them. But one of my favorite bands to do those kinds of things with the vocals that you're mentioning, Palominos, bro.
Yes.
Palominos, yes. Man, because yes. Their voices are so smooth and their voices don't clash, man. Yeah. Like, they go into three voices at sometimes and it's... I don't know, man.
It's just a harmony
like
wave.
Yeah, like a hot knife through butter, man. It just slides through.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It just slides through. And I love that. They were one of my favorite Tejano bands.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you mentioned the voice things, that's what I tell my girlfriend all the time. I'll play Palomino songs for her.
Right.
And it's like, hey, you know what? Listen to the voices. Oh, my God,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
They're an amazing band.
Hell yeah, man. So I'm going to give you the mic right now. I'm going to let you do what you want to do. Explain to us what we're looking at and what we're listening to tonight.
Yeah.
What's going on? Go ahead. It's all you.
So this song, man, it's an original song. I didn't write it. God gave me a lot of talents. Songwriting wasn't one of them.
Right there with you, buddy.
Yeah. So this song, I came across it by accident. And as soon as I heard it, I fell in love with the song. Mm-hmm. I want to send a big shout out to Darcy. Ms. Darcy was the songwriter.
Okay.
And we recorded the song, and when she presented it to us, she told us, you know what? I've always heard songs about how Houston's a big deal, about how L.A.'s a big deal, about how I want to go party in Miami. And she's like, we need a song. The 956 needs a song.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, and she says that she was inspired by how all of a sudden in social media, now everybody's proud to be from the 956.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I mean, you see it. damn, you'll see it now on national TV. What's going on with Grupo Frontera? They're going 956, Puro 956, Puro 956. And it's, yes, we do have a lot to be proud of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And she wrote the song, Nos Vamos Pa La Isla, because she's like, where do people go party here?
Oh,
in the valley?
La Isla.
La Isla.
Oh, well.
We all have one memory at least of having a badass time in La Isla. So she wrote the song.
Poniendo caliente y me quiero refrescar con una fría en la mano me pongo a pensar pa' dónde este fin la voy a girar le pregunto a mi amorcito dónde te llevo a pasear me dice con ilusión papacito por favor llévame pa' espiar Ponme la troca en reversa para subir la hielera y unas dos bolsas de hielo para enfriar bien la cerveza. No se te olviden las sillas, tampoco la sombrilla y una bolsa de carbón, por supuesto la parrilla. Llévame un cambio de ropa por si me llego a mojar. También echa un bloqueador que no me quiero quemar. Y nos vamos pa' la isla. Yo sé que no es Cancún ni azul.
Story, we went to record the music video out at the beach, right? Access Swipe.
Right.
And then there was this ice cream truck. He was passing by. I forgot the name of him, but I mean, props to him. He was driving by, and I guess he didn't know what was going on. He jumped off the van, and then he started dancing with us in the middle, right in the middle of the shot, bro.
There you go, buddy.
You can see in the music video, he's pulling up, and I'm turning around like, what the
fuck?
Is
this supposed to be happening?
Yeah. And then he gets off, and then he's vibing. And
let it go, baby. Just let it go. Go with it. Go with it.
And then we stop, and then he's like, ¿qué pedo? And then we're like, we're recording a music video. Do you mind being in it? And then he's like, ya me van a chingar, me regañan mi vieja.
That would have been awesome. Also, at the very beginning, when you finished, you should have put the camera on. ¿Qué pedo?
And then we started getting a lot of random messages to our Facebook page. But they started going, I don't know if you know about this, but the request.
Right.
Yeah, because if you don't have them as a friend.
Right.
So I started getting a lot, and it didn't have a profile picture. And I was like, what the hell is going on? Because it said videos, videos, videos. So then I pop them open, and it's him. It's the ice cream, like the driver. And he's driving through the beach, and he has it on the speakerphones.
Oh!
Hey, wey, aquí la traigo, que no sé qué. And he's driving through the beach, and he hasn't reached out in a while, but, I mean, we appreciate it. And then
that's awesome, man.
Yeah, and then
that's awesome.
We check out the song on Instagram, and then it picked up. I mean, it's making a little bit of a noise, mm-hmm. and we're grateful because we noticed that we recorded that song, if I'm not mistaken, about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Or last year, I don't remember. But we noticed that it became a thing that every summer, it pops up.
There you go.
Spring break, people play it.
That's badass, though,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Easter break, people play it at the beach, or I'll see stories with it.
Look up, Mariah Carey.
Yeah. The 9x6?
The 9x6, they're playing in North Carolina and LA right now, baby.
No. Deja tú, I don't want to show up at La Pulga and the Mariah Carey 9x6.
Dude.
No, but it became kind of like an accident that I noticed it, and then I told my bandmates about it, mm-hmm. and then I was like, you guys should look into it. And then on their social medias, they were like, yeah, dude, for some reason, people that I don't know, they're playing it,
right,
and it's good. I mean, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, we're working hard for that.
Right.
But it got a good reaction.
That's awesome.
A good reaction,
man. That's
good. It'll be like, I heard this song, whatever, and they'll play it, and I'll be like, yeah, it's me. Puro pedo. That's not you.
Like it, bro. Like it.
I'll have to show to on Bixen, and I was like, oh shit, it is you.
Is it that right there, man? And it's true when Gabriel Iglesias. Awesome, bro. To have that in your back pocket and say, hey, this is the guy that sang the song, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is the one we play when we're at the isla playing volleyball or cooking or tripita. This is
Or my students will be out to having dinner somewhere in the valley, whatever. And you know how nowadays all of the restaurants have a DJ with the,
yeah,
with the
screen, dude,
or whatever. Bueno, they'll be there having dinner, you know, like, hey, sir, look, you're on TV. And then like, they're sending me videos left and right. And it's like, yeah, it's cool, you know. But they're like, oh, shit, that's her. And then
that's my teacher.
Yeah, I'll hear it in the video. Okay, like, their parents be like, eh, pues, ¿qué tanto grabas? That's my teacher. Ese. They'll be like, nah. Yeah. So I get them every other weekend, those videos.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, that's the best feeling, getting recognized for stuff like that, man. When you release material on social media and people start watching it and linking it to it and, you know, are constantly playing it over and over, you're like, you feel, a sort of accomplishment on that, on mm-hmm. that end. But on the long run, you're like, shit, man, I have something. I can literally say that, hey, people know who I am because they've heard that song.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Even if they don't realize it. Right. You know what I mean? It happened to my girlfriend once, the man. She received a bunch of messages from her college buddies, whatever, mm-hmm. that they were out at a bar and, hey, is that your boyfriend? They were recording videos, and then she was like, yeah, why? Dude, we were singing along. We didn't realize it was him. And I was like, well, it feels good, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, I mean, I got, I do this for a living, so,
right.
You know what I mean? But it's a good feeling, and like I was telling you, this is what we're working for.
Is that your boyfriend? Yeah.
Yeah.
Put a bell.
Yeah, no. She says she'll be at practice sometimes, and then somebody will have it in their playlist, and then she'll be like, hey, that's my boyfriend.
But. Look, it's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Put a Photoshop.
And then it happened to me once, not in that exact way, but I had this customer. He would always hire us. Well, he's no longer a customer. He's a friend now. Because we were at all of his parties and everything. And he would reach out and he'd tell us, hey, véngate. And I had this guitar strap with my name on it, Uriel Ureña.
Uh-huh.
My first name's not common at all,
right.
And neither is my last name.
Right.
Neither is my last name. So, he, after about a year that we were working with him, he looks at my last name and he's like, your last name's Ureña? And then I was like, yeah. And he's like, el maestro es tu papá? And then I was like, who's el maestro? And he's like, does your dad work at Bogus Fort? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, that's your dad. He's like, he tells me about you all the time. He said, I used to tell him, no, man. I used to tell him, no, man. Siempre llevo un grupo para una carne asada.
Right.
And then he would tell him, hire my son. What are you doing hiring somebody else? And he's like, this whole time, I've been hiring you. And he never realized it because my dad would tell him, hire your son. And he said, Nambe is probably really expensive. Hire my son. Yeah. I was working for him for over a year, you know what I mean? Like at parties and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, well, you want me, dad, hey, do you know such and such? Yeah. You know, it clicked. He's like, you're the guy who's been hiring? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, it's me.
You know what, dude? This is just me. What I really miss a lot. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not dissing any DJs out there. I love you guys. Do great work. You know, it's all good. But what I really miss, you know, a lot is like where weddings or quinceañeras, back to traditional, the live band.
Yeah,
I miss that. I miss that so much because I don't know. There's something, you know. about that. But I mean, consider the fact, you know, now how the generations are changing slowly but surely. There's more DJs out there in weddings and quinceañeras and anniversaries. Only reason why is because sometimes you have other people that want to hear not only Spanish or country, they want to hear something else.
Everything,
you know. But back growing up, I remember the live bands they used to play. It was awesome. Then they had the intermission. And that's when the DJ would come on, play their music, and then it would go back to live music. And I miss the live bands, man. They're so I don't know. It's like more energetic to it, you know.
Yeah, and I'm gonna agree with you there. But when I was a teenager, I didn't like going to a quinceañera and that there was a live band.
Really?
I don't know why. I'm guessing because I was a teenager and I liked how you said right now, we wanted to listen to a little bit of everything.
Right.
So they would put a little bit of, I don't know, 50 Cent. I'm just saying names off the top of my head.
Right.
And then you get some Intocable, and then you'd get some, I don't know, for electronic music,
right,
I guess,
right.
And then you'd get some Sonora. I like that variety.
Yeah, like the random, like a jukebox random, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I guess that's why they liked it, but I'll tell you what, in my experience, that's coming back, because kids nowadays, they want the live band.
Yeah.
Kids want the live band. Kids want for everybody on social media to upload stories of their parties, and then they go to school, hey, what band did you have? No, I'm bad, because I had so-and-so band.
Right.
Oh, damn, your quinceañera was awesome.
Yeah.
I see it with my students all the time. You know what I mean? They'll come up to me and they'll ask me, like, sir, no offense, what band would you recommend? Oh, no, and I don't take my offense to it. I won't take offense to it. I'll just be like, hey, you know what? So-and-so band, tell them I sent you. Because I have a lot of friends who have their own bands.
Tell them I sent
you, whatever, so-and-so band.
Right.
And it's cool. And then I hear the students, oh, sir, that band you recommended, they play good.
Right.
Or they'll hire me, like, hey, sir, no, man, thank you, or whatever. And veo las historias, like, oh, you're revelado. I've heard about you from your student, whatever.
Yeah.
No, pues, thank you. I mean, it's coming back.
Right,
but I think it's more, not only because the kids are enjoying it now, but they want to show it off. They want to have, I had a live band and a DJ, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's that aspect, but I feel like it's coming back little by little.
Yeah, it's like I said, I mean, I miss that. I've been to already two weddings in a quinceañera, and it's always been a DJ. And like, man, you know, it's okay. I got no problem with it. But, you know, there's always the aspect of, he was too loud, or he wasn't playing the right music. And blah, blah, blah. Like, man, this is why I like live bands.
Yeah, exactly, because you know what you're paying for. Yeah.
Exactly, you know what you're going to get. But, yeah, man, and the live bands scene for parties like that. I mean, it's always been like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, you have your get-togethers. You hire the occasional cover rock band, or you know. But it's always, like I said, the Spanish tradition. The Mexicano wants that. You know, el cordón, el bajo sexto, the bass, the drums, la chicharra, también, everything, you know, the whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, you're like, chinga, this is a live band, man.
Oh, weddings and quinceañeras also need, by law, I don't know, I wasn't there when they made that law, a mariachi.
Yes, that's another aspect also about going back to traditional stuff, like the mariachi, you rarely see that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to say this, and it's going to hurt to say this now, but most of the times when I see the mariachi bands, they're either at restaurants, they're either at a funeral, they're at an anniversary at a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, dang, you always get those I like to call them hustlers, man.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that go in there with a bajo sexto and an accordion player, and they're walking from table to table playing music.
Yeah.
Man, that literally takes me back when I was a kid, when we used to go to Progreso back in the day, and we would go to the restaurants, and they were always doing that, or they were outside doing it for the public, and they were getting tips off of that.
I used to do that.
Really?
When I started with norteño music, I used to do that. I was I started hanging out with the uncle of one of my classmates. His name's Lupe.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to him. He played the accordion.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend told me one time, he's like, hey, I'm not gonna be able to make it, could you go and help my uncle with the guitar? And I was like, I don't know how to play that. And he's like, just do it for me. So, and I was like, all right. And then I went, and then we would go to restaurants, and we would go from table to table. And then at first I was like, damn, I don't want my friends to see me, You know what I mean? For some reason, right. I felt embarrassed.
Right, right.
But then I was like, my friends see me on stage singing all the time. What's going to be so different?
Right, right.
So I went in there and I performed. And I was 15, 16 at the time. Mm-hmm. So and I would make about $100 a night. $200 a night?
Shit.
Yeah. I feel like a millionaire when
I was 15, 16. Of course, at that age, yeah.
Yeah. I'd go to a taquería and they'd be like, échame el aguacate. Cuesta un dólar. No, hombre.
Tú no me eches pa. Échale aguacate. Watch out, just got paid, baby.
Sí. No,
arriba dame un pinche olla.
Es más, bailame un guapango arriba del aguacate. No, pero it was that experience and it was something else. I mean, that one was where I actually started learning to appreciate right. What it was to be a musician. Because right. There is the highs and the lows.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it wasn't, I was used to, with the high school,
mm-hmm.
we traveled to Orlando, Florida. We traveled to Albuquerque, New Mexico, San Antonio. We traveled all over the country. And then from going to that, from seeing the big stages to doing that, that was humbling, but not in a bad way. Like, the way I saw it was like, okay, you want to do this? There are highs and lows.
Right.
There are highs and lows. And yeah. I wanted to experience everything. So at the end of the day, going back to my mom, she was like, I'm going to push you all the way to where you want to get. But if your feet leave the ground, I'm going to pull you right back down.
Yeah, bring you down. Like, yeah.
She's
that's
like,
good.
I'm going to pull
that's
you
good.
Right back down.
That's good.
And then that, to me, was like a bucket of cold water, but not in a bad way.
No, yeah.
Not
yeah.
a bad way, because yeah. it was like, I got to learn. Mm-hmm. I got to learn so I can appreciate, at the end of the day,
yeah.
the bread that I put on my table.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. Well said, man. I was going to ask you, as far as, because Omar was telling me, dude, tell him to play anything, dude. He can play anything. I'm like, bro, I'm not going to put him on the spot, dude. You tell him that. I say, you got to play anything. I'm like, oh, my God. No, I'm not going to tell him, bro.
I think Omar liked this song.
Oh, God, wish you were here.
Yeah. I used to get him with rock songs, and he told me, I mean, you can't play the guitar, and then I play a little rock song. Motherfucker, you can play the guitar. I was like, I'm not that good, but I know a few riffs.
Right, yeah. But that's good to have. To being a musician, man, you have to have a genre of different songs because they'll pop up. And they'll pop up anywhere. Not only that, it's almost the common stuff. You know, like, hey, man, you're playing guitar somewhere. Hey, man, do you know
Freebird?
Yeah, Freebird, or do you know Patience by Guns N' Roses?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, those are songs that you need to have in your arsenal,
uh-huh.
in your bag. Yeah, you know, you need to have it just in case.
It's funny that you mention it. About a month ago, we played a month or 2 months ago. We played at a wedding in Arkansas, and it was a white groom, and the bride was Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, she chose the music, right?
Right.
So then the groom comes up to us, and he was telling us something that they needed done. I don't know. I guess just to announce, I guess like the snack bar was open or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then playfully he tells me, because I was one of the only English speakers of the band.
Right.
He tells me, hey, play some country. And then he laughs. And I heard that and I was like, bet. So then I turn around and I tell the drummer, hey, you know what? You're going to follow along in this beat. And I tell the bass player, you're going to play in this key. And then I told the accordion player, he's like, what do? Just play some riffs in this key. And I started playing Johnny Cash from. He was already at the snack bar. His head, boom.
And he's what the hell?
Yeah, he's staring at me. They all fill up the dance floor, man.
Yeah.
We known as the white side of the family, and I mean it in the most respectful way.
Mm-hmm.
They were enjoying the music, but they weren't dancing.
Right.
Once they heard that, right. they rushed in for it. I was playing some Folsom Prison Blues for them.
There you go.
They loved it, man.
Oh, yeah.
But and then my accordion player was like, what do I do? And I was like, just when I nod, you just start playing solo, whatever comes right. to your mind. And then he did that. Bro, it sounded like we had practiced it a thousand times.
Yeah. And that's the good thing, to have people on stage, a group that can not only follow, but blend with you.
Yeah.
You know, those musicians that know, pick up everything by ear, and by key.
Yeah. And then add to that, we've been playing together for like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. we know each other.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It comes down to the point where, that we already know what the other's going to do without the other one knowing that they're going to do that.
Right, right.
So we'll come up and then I'll see. I know it. If the people are vibing, my accordion player, if I feed off their energy, he does that times 10.
Right.
He feeds off hardcore and then he keeps on playing, especially the cumbias. We love cumbia colombiana, Celso Piña, La Tropa Vallenata. We love all that.
Right.
And then he turns around to me and then I'll be like, what song's next? And he'll just tell me the key. Mm-hmm. And then I pass it on to the bass player and then he pulls a random ass song out of his pocket and he starts playing and then the people, they vibe even more. That key, and then we'll jump over to the next key without stopping. Man. Right, yeah. Sometimes we've gone...
Melody? Just going melody, melody run.
Sometimes we've gone on for like 20 minutes without stopping. Puras cumbias. Ya hasta que la gente... Ya.
Yo se cansado!
Yeah. They're tired, man. You'll see a tia pulling a rag out of her bra or whatever, no, wiping sudor. Wiping sudor. And then she's putting it back in
there. Ahí está la abuela con el walker. Tú dale, mijo. Tú dale.
Sí,
for those that understand, are you tired? There's a puddle of tires down the street. No, but yeah, and I don't care who you are, what race you are, what background you are. You put an huapango on, everybody,
and their mama are
dancing.
Yes,
it's such an easy. Easy dance step. I mean, it's just a two-step all the way straight through, two, three-step all the way through.
And I'm glad you mentioned it because it's true. Yeah. I've seen it. We go perform up north, no matter the heritage. I've seen everything, especially up in Houston, when we go to Dallas. Excuse me. When we go up north, a huapango starts. The Latinos always pull the other races into the floor. Yes, and I enjoy it, and I've seen sometimes videos on social media where people tend to poke fun. I don't like that.
Right.
But they don't know how to dance it, but they're there.
Exactly.
Dancing it wholeheartedly, and they enjoy it. Yep. And they're just going around and around in circles. Some of them are walking.
What am I doing?
Just a little pep in their step. But they're enjoying it. And it's the huapangos. You mentioned it yourself.
Yeah.
It's the huapangos, man.
Yeah.
Soon as that drum starts going.
Oh my God. No comences, bro. No comences.
The white people, no. But they're already inside the dance floor.
No, I don't know this.
But oh my God, man. And I enjoy seeing that because it's music. I love to think of it as a boiling pot.
Yeah, it is.
A boiling pot. It happens all the time. We take inspiration, and in my case, when I first started with Norteño music, I took inspiration from the Beatles.
Right.
I know drummers that used to take inspiration from Chicago, the band, from all over the place. You know what I mean? Even in mariachi music, I'm going to butcher the name because I don't know it off the top of my head, but I know trumpet players who love listening to Dizzy Gillespie.
Okay, yeah.
So trumpet players like that. So music is a boiling pot. What I love about it, and that's the point I was trying to get to, is that there are so many languages in the world, but there is only one language that we all understand, and that's music.
Yeah, exactly.
We look at a musical staff, and we see a certain note on a certain line, you know that's Neff. I know, I don't even have to tell him if he speaks, Mandarin, Russian, or whatever. Right. We know what that note means, and we know when to play it, how to play it.
Exactly.
And that's the beauty of music. It really connects everyone.
Yeah, and well said, man. And it's the truth, man. Music is the revolutionary language around the world.
Doesn't
matter where you're from or where you grew up, or even you're hiding under a rock, man. You're gonna know what music is.
Exactly.
That's the beautiful thing about it.
Exactly.
We are an hour and 7 minutes into the podcast, guys. Wow, you see, time flies when you have good conversation with good company, man. It rolls.
It felt like 10 minutes for me. I swear, man. When we reached the break, I was like, it's been 30 minutes?
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
I have a lot of guests that come and go, how long is it taking out? Ooh, that's pretty. No, you're not gonna. It's gonna go pretty fast. All right, by the time you know, we're like an hour in. They're like, that's it. We're done. We can't go further. Well, we can, but we got the next people coming in to record it. Okay. Can we come back? Yeah, you can come back whenever you like.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. First of all, I want to say thank you for coming out, man, and having a little fun with me today, even though it was by myself, which is the best, because it's a conversation from musician to musician, bro.
Yeah.
The understanding about it, you know, getting to the deep concepts of being a performer.
Yeah.
Only you and I and people that are out there watching that have been on stage or have performed in front of an audience understand what it is to... the rush, the addiction to be up there and create something beautiful for people to listen to or to watch or to hear. The entertainment itself.
Yeah.
You know, we need to laugh once in a while, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
so many
things that are going on in the aspects of life right now, what's going on with the country, going on in the world. Sometimes we just need to, okay, I understand what's going on, but I need some me time. I need to relax. I need to release my inner demons for a little bit and get rid of it, you know?
Yeah.
And music is the way to do it. Some prefer heavy metal, death metal, that'll help them get through. Some prefer classical music, jazz, blues, rock, Tejano, new age, modern rock, indie rock. You know, there's so many different varieties of music in the world to listen to. I mean, if that's the stress reliefs, that's the best way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm grateful for so many things in my life. Thank you. Grateful for you having me here. This is not the last time I'm going to be here, man.
I enjoyed it.
But the one thing I'm grateful for, being on stage under those bright lights, man. I love it.
Yeah, for sure. Social media is that we can reach you, buddy, so they can find out all your music and where you're performing and all that good stuff.
Yeah, on Facebook. You can find us simply as Revelado. Mm-hmm. On Instagram, we're at Revelado Music.
Mm-hmm.
And then on TikTok, we're Grupo Revelado Oficial. For some reason, I don't know why, a bunch of camera and photography and video beat us to the punchline of to the name of Revelado, because I'm guessing Fotos Reveladas. Te revelo fotos. So he beat us to it, so we had to figure out how to put it in each different social media.
Put your name and say, no sean mamón.
So we went TikTok, Grupo Revelado Oficial, Instagram, at Revelado Music, and then on Facebook, it's just Revelado.
All right, cool, man. If you can see on the screen, guys, I got his name right here in the bottom left-hand corner, and actually got a QR code directly to their Facebook page where they can go and click on, scan that with your phone, or click on it, get on there so you can go and follow them. Give them the valid support, guys, these local artists, homegrown, man. I understand there's big bands north of here, but, you know, it all starts homegrown. You want to help these local artists succeed in their dream. Represent the 956 out there. Let them know that, hey man, we're not just about the island. We're not about the border. You know, there's more stuff in the mixing pot. You got to come here and adventure and you know, see all the good stuff that we have to offer. Not only shops and businesses, but a lot of great musicians and nightlife here in the RGV, man. Some great stuff. Like I said before, thank you so much. A big shout out to Mr. Omar for recommending you. I was there with a phone call when he gave it to you. Hey, you want to be on the podcast? You're like, what? Nah, how are you? How you doing? You want to be on the podcast? What are you, my manager? What's your percent rate? Nah, what the hell? But I got to tell you right now that Omar's a great guy, man.
Yeah.
Good people, dude. Great guy. Talking. Wonderful. His girls are great also.
Yeah.
Great wife. Awesome, man. They're humble people, man. I've met them before. All in all, man, I want to say thank you, first of all, for coming out, having a little fun with me here. Golly, man, is there anything you want to shout out to the world before we jump off?
No, just mainly thank you. I appreciate it for giving me a chance. Like I said, I had a lot of fun. I felt that we need to come together again, man, because there's a lot of things that we could talk about. We mentioned wrestling about a while ago, man. I enjoyed it a lot, and I thank you, and I hope that your podcast continues to grow, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I really do, man. We are trying slowly to increase are, well, actually, we just got approved through YouTube, so now we are a functioning channel through YouTube where we can get our live subscribers to jump on and follow us now, you know, help us keep our podcast up and running with the little funds that we receive to keep the lights on or find a bigger bigger studio to help all the other podcasts that are in the studio with us. But, man, I want to say thank you, first of all, for coming out, bro. I appreciate you. Just keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep aiming for the stars, bro. It's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
I mean, just for hearing the small little taste of the music playing. Quick, last question.
Yeah.
Bajo sexo or guitar?
This is my guitar, but my love is the bajo sexto.
All right, yeah.
My love is the bajo sexto, yeah.
Oh, my God. When you come back, we're going to talk about that, bad
yes,
boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, we will.
That is a very interesting instrument that I have yet to master. People have told me, hey, you know how to play it. I go, no, I don't. Well, you're doing it. No, I don't think I'm doing it right.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
I'm just hitting strings, man.
Yeah.
I don't get the concept of the strings here, man. But whatever, that's a whole different other podcast, man. Like I said, thank you once again for coming out. And nothing but the best of luck for you, man.
Thank all you, right? Likewise.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the podcast for this week. I am Ooh from the True New Podcast. Next week, we have Haley's coming in, hopefully with some, I'm hoping for that chicken fried steak. Chicken fried steak sounds really good. I heard they make the best. I have yet to taste it. If any remember back in the 90s, there was a restaurant called Bonanza that had the best chicken fried steak that I remember back in the day, but that's just me. But anyways, guys, all I can say is just keep watching us, subscribe, follow, look for the quick clips that'll be coming up on our Facebook page, on our Instagram, on our TikTok. Nothing but love for you guys, nothing but love for the RGV, man. And all I can say is thank you very much. Peace out. Laters, gators.